Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
8:25 in Kid Rock on Light 100.5 WRCH and three scoops a day. It's time for a local scoop, which is brought to us by Thomaston Savings Bank, and we have Dr. Elaine Ducharme. It's a free therapy Thursday, and Lainey, it's nice to have you here, as we've been doing throughout the pandemic, having you here most Thursdays. And today we want to talk about our parents and our grandparents, all the seniors that are in nursing homes that we can't visit, which is such a hard part of this whole thing.
Yeah, it is really tough. I mean, first of all, physically, you know, seniors are just at greater risk for getting COVID. You know, and as of May, 8 out of 10 deaths from COVID were from in people over 65. And so our family members that are in nursing homes, you know, they're really stuck. They have gone months without visitors. Families have been forced to stay away. The nursing homes wouldn't even allow visits, you know, anybody in the nursing homes. And so we saw a lot of changes. I mean, you know, one of the biggest problems, I think, Mike, has been the cognitive decline in people that are in nursing homes and that aren't getting the stimulation that they might have had, you know. Even staffing is down, so they're not having as many nurses' aides coming in and helping them out. And so it presents so many problems. You know, not only are they, some of the people in nursing homes cognitively impaired, some are not, but they're also, their social circle has decreased anyways because their peers, many of them may have died off, so they have a smaller social circle, and they haven't been able to participate in the grieving process or being with people when they die. And it's the same thing for the families of these people in nursing homes and hospitals that are dying, and they can't be there with them. So it presents a lot of different problems.
And it's just such a profound sense of loneliness. I mean, from both sides, from them not being able to touch or see their grandkids or their family, and for us not being able to give them support like we typically do.
That is so true, because we are social beings and we need hugs, you know, and virtual hugs are great, but they're not quite the same. Zoom visits are good, but they aren't quite the same. And for some of our family members, they aren't very efficient at, you know, especially much older citizens who might be in nursing homes, they may not have the skills and the technology to Zoom or even see people. So some of the things that we can do are to see about getting the staff in the nursing home whenever possible to arrange a Zoom visit. Some of the nursing homes are now opening up and allowing outdoor visits, which is really nice. And one of the things that I recommend, and sometimes people don't think about it, is see if you can get a staff member to bring to turn the phone on and take a virtual visit of your loved one's room. You want to make sure that there's a calendar that might be helping to orient to the day, make sure it's been changed so it's on the right day, and that there's a clock in the room if they can reach their phone or their, you know, their water. Because a lot of times when people are in nursing homes, some of those things when staff are short get overlooked, and it makes it that much more disorienting for the senior. And you might even, if you start noticing some cognitive decline, talk with the doctor and nurses and see maybe about getting some occupational therapy in there to do things that might be stimulating. And for, you know, and just because people are older doesn't mean that they're incompetent. So it is important to remember that we have a group of seniors who are, you know, maybe just at home, but still getting, you know, they're isolated for all these same reasons. And so I wanted to encourage people to think about engaging them. If you can't be there physically, do things like even play games over, you can do those even virtually. Have you ever played the game, not Telestrations?
You mean the win, lose, or draw, the Pictionary type thing?
Yeah, those kinds of things. They can be, you know, really helpful, and you can do things, Scattergories, that's the name of the game thinking of. Because that's a fun game that you can play, and you can just write on your own pad, and you could do that virtually, or, you know, and it's just kind of fun. But you can, you know, helping people feel like they're useful, it really can help alleviate some of that anxiety and depression. Because that's, you know, the world seems to be anxious at the moment, don't you think?
Absolutely.
And so when you're even more isolated, you know, it becomes more of a problem. And then for seniors who are out, you know, that are out and about, like in their own homes rather than nursing homes, really important that they rely on, you know, CDC guidelines, wear their masks. And the thing I want to encourage everybody to remember, seniors and everyone, if you're wearing a mask, please make sure you're wearing it right. Cover your nose and your mouth.
Yeah.
And if you're in a place where you see people that aren't, avoid those places. You know, take advantage of the senior hours. You know, the Big Y, all the supermarkets have senior hours, so there are fewer people. And then watch good movies. Have you seen any good ones that make you laugh?
I have been trying to find some comedies to make me laugh. I actually, and you know what else? The other thing I've done is I've tried to find like comfort food. I've tried to find comfort films. So yeah. We rewatched E.T. the other night, which was just so heartwarming.
You?
Yeah, it was great.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea.
Comfort films.
I'm going to have to do that. I was thinking of going back to some of the old James Bond films, actually, Goldfinger and those kinds of things, which would be fun. You know, and again, everybody, especially seniors, decrease the time watching the news. It, frankly, is too depressing and too confusing. And spend time outdoors in whatever capacity you can. You know, go outside, walk, bike if you can. Even sitting in a garden or just sitting and looking out a window at a tree actually is calming. And if you have pets or you don't, you might want to even think about this is a great time to adopt a pet because they are incredibly comforting for all of us and help with that socialization because I think those are the things that, you know, we all are experiencing. But for seniors that are particularly isolated, it's hard. And then one other thing, Mike, this is so important. We may be wanting our parents to isolate more. We may want them not to do anything, you know, stay safe. But they may decide that they're balancing their mental health and depression and cognitive stuff with wanting to see family. And at some point, they may make a decision that we don't like very much. And we have to remember that as long as they have their full capacity, you know, they're not completely incapacitated, that they have the right to live their life the way they want to as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's really hard sometimes for families. And then if you're the caretaker, please take care of yourself. Make sure you're getting some rest and not feeling like you have to do everything by yourself because that gets really hard.
We always feel better when you join us on Thursdays, Lainey.
Oh, I'm so glad. It's always a pleasure, Mike. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to share this information with people.
If people need to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
DrElaineDuCharme.com.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
You are welcome. Take care now.